This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we have a hostage situation going on right now in Paris. I'm not sure if you guys have heard, but an armed man has claimed to have a bomb and has taken three people, including a pregnant woman, hostage in Paris. Now, anti-terrorist police are surrounding the Mixcom computer store in the French's capital's 10th, I believe in French it's called arrondissement. The 10th neighborhood. Arrondissement would be, I guess, the English term. But arrondissement, I think it's how they pronounce it. Close to the Gare du Nord Eurostar hub. For any of us who took Gare du Nord from England to France, it is a huge hub, a lot of people there. And one man is said to have been injured after being hit by a wrench, as the man who has not been identified entered the shop on Tuesday afternoon. Again, this is a Mixcom computer store in Paris. A pregnant woman and multiple others now held hostage. He has told the officers that he wants to get a message to the Iranian embassy and the French government. He's carrying a handgun, and he says that he has explosives in a bag. So, their time, by 5 p.m. their time, the whole area was on lockdown. People were told to avoid the area. As you know, Paris has been hit by a number of terrorist attacks in recent years. Many young men claiming to have different affiliations, whether it be the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda, etc. And so, this is obviously a very, very scary situation, and we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thousands of miles away, however, Trump declares victory between the five-hour meeting, or 5 hours of meetings, between him and Kim Jong-un, saying that he trusts Kim Jong-un, and I guess, according to Daily Mail, he persuaded him to sign a, quote, very comprehensive agreement for, quote, complete denuclearization. This is more than we expected would happen. Trump said he addressed human rights with the North Korean dictator, said economic sanctions will remain as long as Pyongyang is a major abuser. Sanctions relief, this is according to Daily Mail. I'm reading this as we go. We're getting some breaking news. They also said that Kim Jong-un affirmed an unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. He says, we're prepared to start a new history, and we're ready to write a new chapter between our two nations. This is very, very cool. I don't care if you dislike Trump or not. All right, this is one of these moments, like, you know, the breaking down the, Berlin Wall and the, you know, Gorbachev-Reagan, you know, end to the Cold War, and these are just some of the things that I think is really, really cool, where in my lifetime, you know, I could say I was there. I mean, I wasn't there for, you know, man's first step on the moon. I wasn't there. I wasn't there when, you know, Moses brought down the, you know, Ten Commandments. I wasn't there for a lot of these things. And so it's kind of cool in this day and age to be there for this. Now, a big problem is you have a lot of people out there that don't really know what's going on in North Korea. You know, many people haven't been watching the news. You know, we have too much news. Which, can I say something on that about us having too much news? I don't know if I told you this, but we have a friend who's older than us. And my husband asked him if he remembers that the country was this polarized, you know, back during the Reagan years. And, our friend said, well, yeah, absolutely. You know, there was all, and I told you guys this, we talked about this about a week or two ago, where, you know, politics was kind of entertainment. Politics was always big. You know, it would stir up passion and stir up fights, so people always talked about politics, right? And so he said, the difference, though, is, you know, the news only came on at the end of the day. You know, the 5:30 nightly news, and we talked about that. Maybe you get some local news, maybe you get some headlines with the morning shows, but for the most part, there were soap operas and sitcoms, and so you didn't have this 24/7 bombardment. So now we have this 24/7 bombardment, not only by TV, but also on social media, on our internet. I get news updates on my Apple iWatch. I ask for only a couple of them. I don't ask for all of them. I get news all the time. Get news coming up on my phone, news popping up on my computer. There's always news. Okay? Not to mention whatever friends here. They, you know, and even though I'm in the media, I get that. I probably get more. I get the same thing that you all get. And I think the pendulum is starting to swing back. Where it's because I talk to a lot of younger people, and they tell me I don't watch the news. Now, when I was younger, I didn't. I had too many things to do. I was busy. I was going to medical school. I'm like, I don't have time to, you know, hear about what's going on with Monica Lewinsky and President Clinton. I really didn't care. You know, I knew we were in some sort of a recession. I knew something happened with the cigar, and there was a dress involved. And I just was like, you know what? It's not that important to me. There are other things more important to me. And maybe that's just what a lot of younger people think in terms of how a lot of younger people think in terms of, you know, I got bigger fish to fry right now, and maybe they do. You know, I mean, you know, Trump's hair really shouldn't be distracting them from their college studies or their newborn baby. You know, when the media likes to rip on Donald Trump, or where was Melania? Are they breaking up after her surgery? You know, that stupid stuff. I don't blame the average person who doesn't want to watch the news because they're bombarded with this BS. So I get that. You know, and it's more of us older folk where we're like, oh, this is something I need to, this does have to do with me. You know, my kids are starting to grow up. They're going to have grandkids. I want to make sure we don't have a nuclear war. Now, me, you know, being born in the 70s and growing up in the 80s, you know, we had just, you know, learned from our parents who had dealt with the 60s that a nuclear war could always be imminent. And then we start to forget about nuclear war. We're like, you know what? We're okay for a while. We're okay. And then came the movie Terminator 2. You guys all remember Terminator 2? And in Terminator 2, that convinced a lot of us young folk that, boy, can it happen. Because we're making all these robots. And still, to this day, if you ask me why I fear nuclear capability or machines, it's just that one movie, Terminator 2, which I believe really is foreshadowing the future. That's just me. All right, guys, don't go away. The American Red Cross joins us to talk about the missing type campaign. Don't go away, 1-877, not selling. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry buy MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dolly, 1-877-DOLLY. I can't wait for the next Mission Impossible movie. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this next campaign is my favorite. Have you guys noticed, right? Oreo, just the word Oreo, missing the O's. Or IBM, missing the B. So many of you guys have noticed that there are missing letters all over the place. This is like the most exciting thing. I love this week. And it's called the Missing Type Campaign. And this was created by the American Red Cross to help raise awareness for blood. And our next guest, who we've had on the show before, Dr. Ross Heron, Chief Medical Officer of the West Division, is here today to talk to us about the Missing Type Campaign. This is so exciting. Thank you, Dr. Heron, for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Great. Okay, so I just love, because I see signs, and you see the O not colored in or the A. Explain to everybody what the Missing Types campaign is.
Yeah, the Missing Types campaign is an effort to get the word out about how much we need blood in the community and all throughout the United States. So the Missing Types, the A, B, and O, we've got buy-in from a lot of companies, websites, social media, to take their corporate logos and eliminate the A's, B's, and O's from their corporate logos so that people go, what's going on? Like you just mentioned with IBM, missing the B, it becomes an I and an M, and what's going on? And so they start to look into what's happening with these missing types. And the whole idea is that they could be the missing type that we need for blood donation in the United States because blood donations have dropped over time, and we've been losing blood donors over the last 4 years or so.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, we talked about this about a year or two ago, how a lot of the baby boomers, you know, were so committed to blood donation, and it was just something that they learned from their parents, you know, with wartime, and the younger generations, you know, they didn't get that same, you know, infusion of awareness and necessity like the older generations did. And, you know, I even had to relearn to go out there and donate blood. It took me in medical school. And, also, we've had a lot of, like, you know, natural disasters, you know, with the hurricanes, et cetera. I think now there's a wildfire in Durango, and so there's a lot that's been going on. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening. I mean, every day, though, in the United States, we need a lot of blood for routine patient care. Every 2 seconds, somebody in the United States needs a blood transfusion. And we did a survey in the Red Cross, was sponsored by the Red Cross, and it showed that most people didn't really understand how frequently blood transfusions needed to happen to save patients' lives and to affect the quality of their lives. About three-quarters of the people actually thought that blood wasn't needed for more than 2 hours or so, or maybe every 15 minutes, when in fact every 2 seconds someone in the country needs blood. And so we're trying to get the word out that blood donations and blood donors, they don't take vacations. They don't take summer vacation. Patients need blood around the clock or all around the year. We need thousands of units per day, and we have to have an adequate blood supply for those who are going to need it as for trauma or for patient care.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people think, okay, well, blood transfusions are needed, you know, in trauma units or in trauma centers, but they don't realize that now that we have so many advancements with cancer treatment, we have more people being able to survive cancer and needing chemo. And as we have more people needing chemo, then many times they actually need transfusions. And so it could be just a part of their cancer fight or their anemia fight. And it's it blows my mind how as each year progresses, we actually have more people that need blood. And it's not a bad thing. It's just that's our advancement in medicine. You know, you bring up Dr. Haran. We're joined by Dr. Haran from the American Red Cross, how, you know, we don't take people who need blood, they don't take vacations. And here we are in summertime, which is one of the, you know, scarcest times for blood banks in order to be able to accrue blood because people are on vacation. You know, how do you combat this?
Well, we do special campaigns in the summer, like the Missing Types campaign. And we also do special recruitments around July 4th and other holidays like the Christmas and New Year's holidays when it's difficult to get blood donations. One of the problems in the summer is that high schools and colleges are out of session, and so those blood drives that we would do at high school and colleges are not really available to us anymore, at least not for that three-month period or so of the summer. And about 20% in a lot of communities, about 20% of the blood supply is coming from high schools and from college students donating blood on a regular basis. So that's a very valuable group of individuals donating that are on summer vacation. They're not in an area where blood drives are readily accessible to them, perhaps, and they're not really thinking about donating blood when they're not at college and have that blood drive on campus, for instance.
And, you know, I know many blood banks recommend donating, you know, 3 times a year if we can. And, you know, one thing I know that's very difficult is around the fall and wintertime, we have a lot of people dealing with coughs and colds and flu and pneumonia. And so it kind of surprises me and surprises a lot of us how you would think during the summer when we don't have flu and a lot of the colds and illnesses, we don't have as many people jumping in to donate blood. This is the time, too, because you may put it off until, you know, Christmas season or January, February, and then you may get the flu, and then you may not qualify for a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, and you know, you can donate all around the calendar. As you mentioned, you can donate. We like to have people donate as often as they can for whole blood donations. If you donate more than three or four blood donations a year, that's great. You can even donate up to six per year. So that's a phenomenal, you know, schedule. If somebody's going to donate that often, they can schedule it in particular the summer and in the winter time as well. And then if they do happen to develop flu or some other illness, they could miss a particular donation, but then still have more donations to give throughout the rest of the calendar year.
Exactly. Sometimes I have a bad burrito, and I am out for a week. And so usually I like to give the American Red Cross, you know, some time for me to recover from that before I donate blood. Now, you know, they say here that more than one-third of the public has never considered that blood may not be available. What happens when you do run out of blood in a certain area? I mean, you know, how does that work where you have to shunt blood from another region?
Yeah, so fortunately, we have a national inventory management system in the Red Cross, and so if we have a shortage of blood in, let's say, in Los Angeles, California, we can perhaps move some blood from the Midwest that's not going to be used or has a larger inventory and move it to the West Coast to be able to use it. But you have to then box it up, ship it, get it there. So if you have an accident that occurs or a large disaster that occurs, that sort of transport takes time. And so the blood needs to be on the shelf in California. And so we try to make sure our inventory levels are maximized around or optimized around the country. And so we do move blood quite a bit, but there are times when it's short all across the country.
Yes.
Or, you know, in certain regions it can be almost absent. And when it becomes almost absent, we try to triage the blood for patients who have the most need. And some people would have to cancel, for instance, the elective surgeries if they didn't have blood backing them up until a time when that blood was available. So we try to avoid that because people who need surgery, they don't want to put it off if they don't have to. And some people can't put it off. Transplant victims, bone marrow transplant recipients, people who have been in fires and have burns, those people can't wait. That has to be there for them. And so we do our best to never have a blood shortage where somebody who has an absolute need for it can't have that particular unit of blood available. But we rely on volunteer donors for that, and that's just missing types. If you're an ABO or an AB donor, we're going to need you. We need those types to come out and donate blood. And don't forget that we need you, and that's part of the campaign, a reminder that we need those missing types.
And I urge all of you guys to remove the O or the A or the B, right, out of your social media posts or on some of your titles that you put on social media. I think that would be very, very cool, and it helps spread the word. And so the blood types that we need most detrimentally, you had said, was O. Well, we need all of them, but what are the ones that are the most needed urgently?
The ones that are used most often and are often the lowest of inventory are O negative and O positive. Also, B negative can be quite low for red blood cells. And then in plasma donors, we need AB donors, but we need donors of all types because each day we have a need for, you know, more than 13,000 blood and platelet donations nationwide, and we have to serve 2,600 hospitals nationwide. So that's a difficult thing to hit. And so you need those ABs, Os, and ABs to be available for those particular patients.
Yep. And World Donor Day is June 14th. How do people find the American Red Cross?
RedCrossBlood.org. The Blood Donor app is available. You can get it from either the Play Store or from iTunes, and it's free. So you can go on online, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Thank you, Dr. Haran. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you.
All right,
guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now heading home from his historic meeting with Kim Jong-un, telling a number of reporters he's confident the North Korean leader is serious about beginning denuclearization. President Trump and Kim also agreeing to bring back the remains of American service persons who went missing during the Korean War. Trump making that announcement after their historic meeting in Singapore, after which he sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos and talked about his perceptions of the North Korean leader.
You know, over my lifetime, I've done a lot of deals with a lot of people, and sometimes the people that you most distrust turn out to be the most honorable ones, and the people that you do trust, they are not the honorable ones.
Primary ballots being cast today in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, remember for years I've been saying that if somebody has erectile dysfunction, that's not the worst of their problems. They may be having an issue with their heart. Well, another study has come out, published in American Heart Association's journal Circulation, saying that men with erectile dysfunction are twice as likely to experience cardiac arrest, cardiac death, or non-fatal strokes than those who don't have erectile dysfunction. According to Michael Blaha, a professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, a co-author of the study, he says our results reveal that erectile dysfunction is, in and of itself a potent predictor of cardiovascular risk. Our findings suggest that clinicians should perform further targeted screening in men with erectile dysfunction, regardless of other cardiac risk factors, and should consider managing any other risk factors like high blood pressure or cholesterol more aggressively. Now, I've been saying this for years, so nobody listens to me, but somebody from Johns Hopkins, and everybody listens. I've been telling you guys this for years. Hope you're listening to me. I knew this a long time ago. Yeah, I told you guys how this all started. It was back in the 90s, right? Women would come in, because women went to the doctor more than men. Yeah, more women would go to the doctor than men. They'd come in, they'd be like, well, my husband wants to try this medicine. I'm like, I'm not giving it to you. He has to come in. And remember, lawsuits were huge back in the late 90s. So there was no way I was going to give somebody a medication to take to their spouse. And I'm like, look, I'm not going to give anybody this medication if they have a bad heart. Maybe they have a heart issue and that's why they aren't getting erections. So no, you have to bring your husband in. Well, he's not going to want to come in. I go, then he doesn't get the medicine. So all of a sudden, men started to come in to their doctors throughout the nation. Okay? And some of them just handed them the blue pill. But not me. I'm like, I got to check your heart. Because if you have a heart attack while on this medicine, I get sued. Now, some of you are like, Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, nobody's going to sue you if they have a heart attack during sex. Well, you guys heard about that cardiologist I bring up all the time. There was a cardiologist years ago that was sued because somebody cheated on his wife in a menage a trois, had a heart attack. And the wife sued the doctor, and it was a $3 million suit. The doctor had to pay $1 million of it. So, yeah, people sue the doctor for having a heart attack during sex. I knew this back in the 90s. So now men would come in going, okay, well, I want Viagra. So I'm like, okay, well, while you're here, you're over 40. I'm going to get an EKG. I'm going to check your blood. I'm going to make sure you don't have diabetes. I'll check your testosterone. I don't want to just give you a pill. I want to cure you of your erectile dysfunction. And I can't tell you how many people had abnormal EKGs, signifying or suggesting that there could be heart disease. I'm like, we're holding off on that Viagra for just a couple more days until you go and see the heart doctor. And we picked up so many people with arteriosclerosis or triple vessel disease or the widowmaker about to clog that I think Viagra is a wonder drug, not because of what it does for erections, but because it has saved. It's probably the only drug out there that has indirectly saved millions of lives. And you guys get mad at me for liking pharmaceutical companies. I love Pfizer. I am so in love with Pfizer. They came up with Viagra. They're gods, if you ask me. Dr. Wax, you guys are all in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. I'm sorry. That drug, Viagra, brought people to the doctor who would have stayed home and had a heart attack. Yes. You know, I'm sorry. I'm the biggest fan of Viagra for different reasons. So in this particular study, they looked at 1,900 men between 60 and 78 years old, and they watched them for over 4 years. And in total, of these 1,900 men, 115 of them had heart attacks, strokes, and cardiac arrests. 6.3% of the men who suffered from those events had erectile dysfunction. 6.3%. I'm surprised it's not more. Erectile dysfunction, as you know, could be a variety of things. It could be unable to start an erection or unable to maintain an erection. Now, they say it affects 20% of men over 20 years old. And the latest numbers that I've seen is at least 50% of people over the age of 60. So I'm surprised that only 6.3% of the men who suffered the heart attacks actually had erectile dysfunction. I would think that would be higher. But the study also notes that erectile dysfunction and cardiovascular disease share risk factors like obesity, smoking, diabetes. So maybe diabetes causes erectile dysfunction. Maybe the obesity does. Maybe the smoking. So, should erectile dysfunction be considered a cardiac risk factor? Now, I've taught you guys about cardiac risk factors. Yeah, so I'm going to talk about it again. So, I've taught you guys about cardiac risk factors because many of you guys sit there and listen to me. You go, all right, well, I'm good. Because I don't smoke, so I'm good. Okay, you don't smoke, but that's only one little baby risk factor. It's a biggie. But of all the risk factors, just one little baby one. What are risk factors for you getting a heart attack? Well, men, it used to be if you were over 40, now they're saying over 45. Women, if you're over 50, but now they're saying if you're over 55. You know, now that middle age has changed. So men, if you're over 45, you're at higher risk. Women, if you're over 55. So a lot of you guys qualify for that. That's already one risk factor. Number two, has any of your close family members had a heart attack? Okay, so I'm not in the age group yet, but my dad had a heart attack, so I'm already at risk. Number three, did anybody have high blood pressure? If you have high blood pressure, you're at higher risk. Oh, well, yeah, I guess, you know, I'm 48 years old, and I'm a male, and I have had high blood pressure, and my dad had a heart attack. Okay, you already have three biggies. Number four, do you have diabetes? Well, I was told I was pre-diabetic. Well, then maybe you're on your way. Your body doesn't give a damn if you're pre or total. That could already be starting some issues. Number five, how's your cholesterol? Oh, don't go there. Okay, well, good. That's five risk factors you have. I don't know who I'm talking to. I think he's somewhere in Georgia. That's five risk factors. Then they've added other things like obesity, stress, not a lot of activity. A lot of my trucker friends, they don't get a lot of activity or exercise because they're in a truck hours on end. So that's a biggie. Then they've also talked about short stature. Men under the height of, I believe, 5'7", may put them at risk. And I really think erectile dysfunction should be added to the list. That's just me. And that's scary stuff. So what started out as a, you know what, we're going to cover our butts because people's blood pressure was dropping on this Viagra when they were on nitrates and we don't want to get sued. We're going to check your heart before you take the Viagra so you don't have a heart attack during sex. Actually turned into a whoa, 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 whoa. You're having erectile dysfunction as a secondary symptom to something else. Now, could erectile dysfunction be caused by other things? Absolutely. There could be nerve damage to the bag. There could be testosterone deficiency. Sometimes it could just be, which is my husband's cause of erectile dysfunction, it's his partner. I'm not really enticing. You know, thought the moo-moo was sexy, but it ain't. So sometimes it could be psychogenic erectile dysfunction. I've made the average man erectilely dysfunctional. But then they go to somebody else and it's cured. So you got to take that seriously. Now, a lot of men out there don't treat their erectile dysfunction. One is then they don't have to admit it, and two, they're not using it. Their wife isn't sleeping with them. They're in sexless marriages. A lot of people are in sexless marriages. So they think, well, if I'm not using it, I don't need to then have it. And those guys I fear the most because they are having underlying pathology and not getting it checked. At least other people are going to the doctor to get the Viagra. And they're getting the exercise of sex. Sex is important. And if you can't have it or perform, it could be a sign of something more worrisome. 1-877-DOT-FELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Speaks speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, giving to charity has hit a record $410 billion. This has been a headline today. And Americans gave a record of $410 billion charity, according to the, quote, Giving USA annual report. And total giving was up 5% in the year 2017. And giving by individuals represented 70% of all giving. I suppose as to giving by animals, I don't know. So, we believe that charity dollars have gone up. This is according to CNBC. Because of a soaring stock market, strong economy, and a charged political environment. See, how I look at it, when the economy is better and you're doing better, you want to kind of give thanks and you're more inclined to donate. Plus, I need to look this up, but didn't years ago when Obama, entered the White House, didn't they make some changes to the write-offs that people could do with charities? And I'm not sure if that was reversed. But when you get a tax break for giving to charities, I think that's a plus. And you don't want to de-incentivize that. So I'm wondering if that got reversed and improved. They say total giving was up 5% in 2017. People donated by foundations. Companies also donated. They say Americans' record-breaking charitable giving demonstrates that even in divisive times, our commitment to philanthropy is solid. And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about that. They said giving to every major category saw an increase, except donations to international affairs. That saw a 4% decline. Religion is still the largest charitable cause in America, with donations up 3% to $127.4 billion, or more than one-third of the total. Then education ranks second at $59 billion. Then came human services, foundations, then health organizations, public society benefit organizations. Giving to the arts and culture increased $20 billion. And giving to the environment and animal groups rose $12 billion. And they see foundations saw the biggest growth due to massive gifts from super rich donors, they said, like Facebook. CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, gave $1.9 billion to the Chan Zuckerberg Foundation. And Dell Computer founder Michael Dell and his wife Susan gave $1 billion to the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation. I'm not sure how that works, guys. You know, I've been contemplating having a Dr. Dahlia Foundation. And, you know, I know some people have asked, you know, what are the benefits to doing that rather than just donating? Because I just usually, I'll go to an event and I'll donate, or I'll go to an event and I'll donate, or I'll, you know, see something happening with, let's say, Superstorm Sandy or whatever, and then I'll donate. And so, you know, I kind of donate, and you know, when you have extra money, you do it that way. But I guess the advantages to a foundation, and I haven't gotten involved in this because I just think it's going to be a lot. It's going to take a lot of time, and it costs money to do. But I guess with a foundation, you can raise money that you donate, and you could also build interest. You could even invest the money, make more money. So rather than donating 100 here, or 1,000 here, or 5,000 here, when you create a foundation, you run it like a business. You actually hire an employee. You have or multiple employees. You have board of directors. And these foundations, and I know people knock them a lot, and they're like, all right, so I see. They basically donated to their own foundation. So they're donating to themselves. Well, not entirely. You know how they say the rich get richer? More money can make more money. You know, it's like having a bunch of bacteria or a bunch of viruses in an area. I mean, the more you have, the more it breeds. And so what these foundations can do is grow more, you know? And for them to be able to collect money and then give to certain, you know, other charities. Now, some people could say, well, why don't you ask the people donating to you to go donate to these other charities? You could do that. You can. But telling a bunch of people to go donate, okay, you know, doesn't usually happen. But you throwing on a big event and them donating to your foundation and then you showing that you're giving the check, you know, some people get the credit, some people don't. That's also an issue. But a lot of people, when they donate, they don't care about the credit. They just want their money going somewhere. Foundations, though, they do have operating costs. You know, people got really mad at United Way and a bunch of these other organizations because they, you know, a lot of the money goes to employee costs, etc. But, I mean, look at what many of these companies have to do. I mean, you have to have employees. You have to, I mean, when I go and donate blood, Somebody has to be there to take the blood. Somebody has to process it. Somebody has to transport it to a hospital. And in the olden days, you really relied on volunteers. Well, you can't do that. Not with something as necessary as blood or something for children's rights or animal rights, etc. You can't just rely on volunteers because volunteers need to work. They need to feed their families. So these foundations grow, and they actually are businesses in and of themselves. Now, watchdogs get involved to see if actually a big portion of the proceeds do go to charity. And I guess you get in a lot of trouble if you have a foundation. I think 85% of the money you raise has to go to charity. And 15% is operating costs, which I think is fair. Now, many average businesses, my medical practice, that was 40 to 50% went to overhead. But usually with the foundation, you can figure out how to lower the overhead by, again, trying to incorporate a lot of volunteers and keeping that overhead down. So if a company isn't donating 85%, that could be a problem. So depending on what's set up, what corporation is set up, I guess that's how they figure it out. So, you know, for those of you who donate, a lot of us feel guilty that we're asking for a tax, you know, write-off or whatever. No, you have every right to do that. And if you feel guilty about getting a tax write-off, remember that that tax write-off is allowing you to donate again the next year. I would rather you donate every year to a cause of your choice and feel comfortable doing it than to fear and not. It's very easy to stop donating. There's been a lot of charities I stopped donating to. When the recession hit, it was bad. I'm like, I'm sorry, I got to support my staff. They're my charity right now. I mean, it's more important for me to be able to not fire somebody during the recession and keep all their jobs. And, you know, you cut. And so knowing that you get a little break here and there, I think it's totally fine. And if you can't donate, I told you there's tons of things you could do. You could donate blood, and boy, we need blood. As we talked about with Dr. Haran, you know, from American Red Cross, this is a scarce time of year when it comes to that. And so you don't have to come out with money. You could donate blood. You could donate your time. You know, there's a charity that needs your help. You being manpower and saving them from hiring an employee, as we just explained with foundations and stuff, you volunteering, that's money in the bank. And trust me, these foundations really love their volunteers. If you have a foundation that keeps squeezing you for money, then no, don't volunteer for them. Because your volunteer hours is charity enough if you can't afford to donate money. And then there's other little things you can do, making little packages, going into your pantry. You know, there's tons of stuff you could do. So I think this is very, very cool. It's nice to know that Facebook has a foundation and, you know, the Dell has a foundation. I think that's nice. But it really takes a lot of us to make things move. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.